Every day is a good day. I'm going to read for you a little bit of a talk given by James Ford, who was my first teacher and my teacher's teacher for a period of time. It goes like this. Every day is a good day. Young Men introduced his subject by saying, "I do not ask you about the 15th of the month. Come, give me a phrase about after the 15th. And he himself responded, "Every day is a good day." This is a koan. A koan means a public case. Robert Aitken Roshi defines a koan as a presentation of the universal and the particular, a theme of Zen meditation to be made clear. The particular koan that is traditionally addressed, well, okay, I'm going to skip that. This comes from the 12th century Chinese anthology, which we translate as the Blue Cliff Record. It's case 6, every day is a good day. It's not quite as esoteric as it might at first sound. In the ancient Chinese calendar, the 15th of the month is the time of the full moon. And the full moon is one of the ancient symbols for awakening. So, one way of hearing this question, I don't ask you about before the 15th, but about after. He may be asking, I don't ask about before your awakening, but I want you to speak out of your awakening. Yuan Men was one of the greats of China's Zen masters, living from the middle of the 9th century into the middle of the 10th. This was the time when the Tang Dynasty collapsed into what is called the period of the five dynasties and the 10 states, a period of nearly continuous warfare and horrific social upheaval. Yuan Men towered above this terrible time, a beacon of light within the darkness, an amazing figure. He occurs throughout the literature of Zen, appearing dozens of times in classic collections of koans, anecdotes, and sayings of masters. So, every day is a good day. It doesn't always feel that way. I know that probably what comes up for you is, you know, what about the horrors of the world? What about where, you know, innocent people are killed, places of war, starvation, disease? How about the fact that we grow older and weaker and sicker and die and lose everything and everyone we love, as we remind ourselves in our five remembrances every week? How is that a good day as these things happen to us? And of course, these things happen to us. These things are happening to us. These are just facts describing the trajectory of life. In that time of social upheaval in China, oh, thousands and thousands and thousands of people killed. A terrible, terrible time. And here Yuan Men says, every day is a good day. How can he say such a thing amidst such horrors? You know, we come here and sit on the cushion to explore what we sometimes call the great matter. The great matter of life and death. We sit on the cushion, and sometimes when we read those five remembrances, they may just kind of go through us robotically and we may not really think about them. But every once in a while, they pack a little bit of a punch. Just about an hour ago, I learned of a friend, a colleague who had retired a number of years ago, has just passed. This person, who when I met her is just, and know her for many, many years, so vivacious and alive. No longer with us. And sickness. I was just at the doctor's office because I've had some problems with my legs and hips, many of you know. I've been trying all these different positions to sit in because I managed to tear both of my meniscus, and then it turns out I have osteoarthritis in my hips, which is, I'm not claiming that's anything too serious. I mean, many people have this. It's not a terrible, terrible thing. But it does mean that I'm never going to get to sit the way I used to sit anymore. It means it's a degenerative thing, so there's that. A few weeks ago, I was at the doctor. I had a bone scan and was diagnosed with osteoporosis, which is wild because I'm a 54-year-old man. And it's quite, you know, one usually thinks of this as a disease that someone will have in their, you know, 70s, 80s. It's a decreasing of bone density. So my spine is actually quite fragile. My father had this and had many of his vertebrae broke on him over the course of his life. And it was very, very painful. So it was, that hit me when I got that diagnosis. I remember the night that I got it, I actually cried because I realized that this was going to be a huge change in my life. That, you know, I'm a very physical person, a person who has, you know, swung ladders around and enjoyed shoveling the snow. Well, sometimes enjoyed shoveling the snow, work out endlessly, running, lifting weights, things like that. And of course, I don't have to stop everything at once, but I have to be so much more careful now. My father fractured his first vertebrae just lightly swinging a tennis racket. You can carry too many groceries, fracture a vertebrae. So it's quite a shift for me. My entire sense of self, as I've borne witness to senses of self over my life, has often been connected with and on some level somewhat attached to being, you know, physically fit and strong. So I felt that dissolution of that sense of self that night, and I cried. And again, I'm not trying to claim that this story is particularly unique. What I'm actually trying to say is that this is all of our stories. This is what we practice for. This is what the five remembrances are exactly about. This is life. The great matter of life and death, the coming together and the dissolution. The shape-shifting quality of being. To which every single one of us is subject. Young, old, it doesn't matter. Every one of us. You know, interestingly, the next morning I got up And I went down and made myself a cup of coffee and sat down at the kitchen table. And sunlight was streaming through my back window as the sun rose, illuminating the flowers on the table in front of me. And I was so grateful to be alive. Every day is a good day. Life is precious, a fleeting gift, each moment vanishing. The moment it arises, we sit here and we learn to pay attention, to notice, to appreciate each moment of our lives. You know, and again, we might say, well, how can I when things are so horrible? How can I appreciate life? Honestly, I take inspiration sometimes from Viktor Frankl, who was, as many of you know, caught and had to endure horrific times in a concentration camp in Nazi Germany. And he described these glimmering moments of presence, even in the midst of such horror, where they'd be marching through the mud and the cold and would see a flower growing up from the mud. Or see the warm yellow light in a home across the field in the woods. And it would be so beautiful that he would cry. So this every day is a good day is not to say that there is not good and bad in the world. It doesn't mean that suddenly it's good news that I have this diagnosis. That's not what it means. But it means that reality keeps shining forth in this magical way, this incomprehensible way, offering itself to us. What is it like after awakening? Before and after merely constructs of the mind. What is it like after awakening? Every day is a good day. How about now? Have you awakened? Why bother telling that story at all? Just practicing being here, noticing the sound of some sort of teapot bubbling in the corner, appreciating one another's presence. Many of you know that this has been a rather challenging week for Newton educators. I happen to be a Newton educator. But not just for Newton educators. For Newton parents, for children, for school committee members, for the mayor, for the citizens. It's tearing this town up. As yesterday I was walking among striking colleagues toward a destination, and someone leaned out the window and just started screaming in an absolute rage at us, swearing, calling us swear names. I won't even repeat them. And at first I thought, well, wow, that's a strong reaction. And I took a moment and thought about it some more and realized maybe this person is having to stay home and take care of a child and isn't getting hours at work that he normally got, and perhaps even lost a job or is not going to be able to make rent or make a payment or something, and it's because of everything that's happening. Now, I would say it's a bit of a story for him to say it's all the teacher's fault, or for him to say it's all the mayor's fault, or anything. It's all a story, isn't it? But the level of agony, it's not a small thing. We don't want to dismiss that. Oh, every day is a good day, you moron. That's not the idea. That's not it. And it's not even just about the counterbalance of beautiful things. It's not even about seeing colleagues grow closer and stronger and more loving and supportive of each other. About seeing people dance their way through distress. Beautiful though that may be, it's so much bigger than that. It's about the way the sun still rises and the moon still glows. It's about the way we have air to breathe, that we are alive, something more absolute. It's about the way that each precious moment vanishes. I really can't put it into words any more than that. I can't do any better than Yunmen. But this practice illuminates that for us. The preciousness of life, even in the hard times. The beauty of life. The underlying love and emptiness of it all. Exquisite. Thank you.